Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids. You know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John Cobell Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
We're on the radio from 1 until 4. Then after 4 o'clock, John Cobell Show on demand on the iHeart app. As usual, we have a lot of stuff, and we have stuff that you're not going to hear talked about anywhere else for whatever mysterious reasons. One thing we are going to do next segment, we're going to have Aaron Kotursky on from ABC News because Sam Bankman-Fried, that fraud, that crook, that scum, and he looted $8 billion from thousands of people who had accounts with his FTX crypto company. That guy, that weirdo. The big bushy hair, he's going to prison, and he's going to be going for, 25 years is the sentence. I don't think he's going to stay that long, but that's the sentence he got from the judge, Lewis Kaplan, today. Aaron Kotursky is going to explain it coming up in about 15 minutes here on KFI. Okay, so here is a statistic which I found at a news site called CaliforniaInsider.com. And this, I didn't hear about this, didn't see this anywhere else. I'm on a lot of email lists for various news organizations, so this one popped up in my email, and I go, look at this. Do you know our unemployment rate in California is the highest in the country? The highest. 5.3% as of February. 50 states. We're number one. We're number one in unemployment. There are a million people out of work in this state. But enough, that's not discussed at all. No one covers these things anymore. A million people out of work in one state, 5.3% unemployment. The job claims, or rather the unemployment claims, went up $27,000. Went up 27,000 people since January. It's 45,000 more since February of last year. And there's an assemblyman named Juan Alanis who said this month, California has regained the top spot for the highest gas prices and the highest unemployment in the nation. Yeah, people are out of work more than any other state, and they've got to pay $5 gas on top of it. Alanis said we continue to have the highest poverty rate. Okay, so number one in unemployment, number one in gas prices, number one in poverty. That's Gavin Newsom's California, everybody. Congratulations. Wow. The tech industry lost 54,000 jobs in the last year. Professional and business services lost 33,000. And in just a month, 7 out of 11 industries tracked by the California Employment Department, 7 out of 11 lost jobs from January to February, almost 10,000 jobs in construction, over 7,000 in trade and transportation and utilities, over 2,700 in financial services. The economy's terrible in California. The economy is really bad. 49 states have a better unemployment rate, and what kicks in any day now? $20 minimum wage, which is going to lead to more unemployment. Even the communists at the El Segundo Times wrote a story. Chipotle, McDonald's, Starbucks, Jack in the Box, Shake Shack are going to have to raise their menu prices, but a lot of fast food franchisees are getting rid of employees or cutting their hours. The minimum wage was $16 an hour. Now it's going to be 20. That's a 25% raise everybody got. And most of the owners of these franchise restaurants say, we can't afford that. So customers are going to pay more for hamburgers and burritos and coffee. $20 an hour. Jack Hartung is Chipotle's chief financial officer. And he said it's going to be a pretty significant increase to our labor. So prices are going to go up between 5 and 10%. We're definitely going to pass this on. So this is how inflation works. You inflate artificially wages, and then the companies, in order to stay solvent, inflate their prices. So we're all going to have to pay more now for food because Gavin Newsom's gang, oh, it's Gavin Newsom. It's entirely his doing. Because he could veto these stupid bills, but he wants them. He promotes them. He brags about because he's just so preciously progressive. So everybody's getting a 25% increase if you work in that field. And I talked about this yesterday. These jobs were never designed to raise a family of four. These were designed to be starter jobs that you took in high school and college, young adults. Nobody is supposed to raise a family of four on jobs like this. But we have so many poor people. Yes, because when you let in millions of illegal aliens, you end up with a lot of poverty, right? So now suddenly, to raise them out of poverty, you're supposed to give them $20 an hour jobs, and they're very low-skilled jobs. There isn't a human being alive who can't shake a fry basket. You have a Georgetown University professor, public policy professor. This guy used to be the chief economist in the Clinton administration for the Labor Department. So this is no right-wing libertarian kook here. He said this is such a dramatic increase on the state minimum wage that was already quite high. The workers who keep their jobs will be happy. They'll be better off if they keep their jobs. But there's a lot of fast food companies slashing the jobs, and they're putting in automation. What do you think AI is designed for? This is ultimately going to be bad for a lot of fast food workers. You'll see. Although, you know what? They just don't report on this stuff anymore. We've already got the worst unemployment and the worst gas prices and the worst electricity prices and the highest poverty rate. And now you're gonna jack up the minimum wage, which will lead to higher prices, higher inflation, and more unemployment. It's just a ridiculous, stupid policy. But hey, that's what you get. You keep voting for this. When we come back, Aaron Kotursky on Sam Bankman-Fried. He's going to prison for a long time. Ace from ABC News, Aaron. We'll talk to him next.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on from 1 until 4. And then after 4 o'clock, you can have the podcast, John Cobalt Show on demand, also on the iHeart app. And Sam Bankman-Fried finally got sentenced in court today. He was the golden boy of the crypto industry. He ran that company called FTX. You may remember their commercials in the Super Bowl starring Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen and Larry David. Well, he was found guilty of stealing $8 billion from thousands of his customers. And today was sentencing day. Aaron Kotursky has more on this. Aaron, how are you from ABC News?
John, it's good to hear you. Sam Bankman-Fried stood before the judge in a tan, jail smock. He had his head bowed and his hands folded in front of him as the judge imposed the sentence of 25 years. And he did so for a couple of reasons. The judge said it's a very serious crime and Bankman-Fried just needed to be punished for it. But he also said he wanted to disable, to use the judge's word, Bankman-Fried's ability to commit another fraud. And he said there was not a trivial risk that he would do this if he was let out of prison too soon.
The prosecution was asking for more than 100 years, and Bankman-Fried's defense lawyers were saying, how about 5 or 6?
Yeah, I mean, the span was enormous, and even though the probation department said 100 years and the judge said, the eligibility was 110 years, the defense called that barbaric. They said there was no need. He's not some monster. He's not even Bernie Madoff. He's a math nerd, is what his defense attorney called him, and somebody who should be given a chance and not have the prime of his life taken away from him. And prosecutors said, look, he's not a monster, but he did rob thousands, tens of thousands of people in some cases of their life savings, who put their money in FTX, trusted Sam Bankman-Fried's guarantees that it was going to be safe, heard him push for regulation of the crypto industry, and the judge said that was all an act.
Right.
Because it just ended up being, a piggy bank for him personally.
People would put their money into an FTX account, and the purpose was to eventually invest in crypto. And what Bankman did is he stole all those deposits because he had a hedge fund that was falling apart. And he had to transfer $8 billion to keep that hedge fund afloat. Is that generally what happened?
That's essentially the fraud, that he took $8 billion of customer funds. He also took, another almost $2 million from lenders and another $1 million from investors in FTX and put it all into his privately controlled hedge fund known as Alameda Research. And that was making some pretty speculative investments itself. It was taking on a lot of political donations. It was buying up some lavish real estate, and the jury at the time saw all the $30 million penthouse he lived in the Bahamas with the ocean views. And, all of that, the judge said, was not Bankman-Fried's money to use. And that's part of the reason why so many people ended up losing everything.
The defense attorneys tried to make it sound like it's not that big a deal because in the bankruptcy proceedings, people are going to get most or all their money back. Is that true? The prosecution was pushing back on that. And I haven't seen an explanation of exactly how they're going to be able to refund all the money that was lost. Did that come up at all, or have you heard anything?
No. Yeah, the defense, John, believes that through the bankruptcy process, that customers are going to eventually be made whole because what's left of FTX's crypto holdings are actually surging in value. Crypto's had a pretty good rebound, in the last year or so. And so the defense effectively is saying the money isn't lost. It's kind of been around the whole time. It just needed to have a resurgence. And through the bankruptcy process, all these creditors all these customers are going to be made whole. The problem with the argument is that in a bankruptcy, the customers who lost money are often at the back of the line. And so the judge even said today it was disingenuous for Bankman-Fried's attorneys to be arguing that that these customers are actually going to be fine.
The judge in the case, Lewis Kaplan, he came down pretty hard verbally in addition to the 25-year sentence. He was having none of anyone trying to rehabilitate Bankman-Fried's reputation here.
Yeah, and, you know, the prosecutors had said, look, put him away for 40 years. That's the only way to guarantee he's not going to commit a fraud. And the judge said that would have been excessive. But he said, look, this was a very serious crime. And he said it wasn't a trivial risk that Bankman-Fried could commit another crime. In fact, you know, he talked about how he's very smart, you know, communicates in a way that a lot of people find off-putting, but has the capacity, the judge said, to do something like this again, because he really seemed to doubt or maybe even take the defense at its word that he's just a quirky guy, but somebody who doesn't necessarily, you know, think about the consequences of his actions and has the brain power to do something like this again.
Yeah, I mean, he came across, obviously, as a genius in a very narrow way when it came to analyzing the crypto world, but not... I didn't detect much of a conscience or much remorse in his persona.
And none, the judge said. In fact, you know, Bankman-Fried, he did apologize, and he talked about, you know, how he felt sorry for people who had lost everything, and he sort of said, it's on me. But the judge said he heard not a word of remorse. And there's a real question about that. And the defense said, look, this is he's a complicated kid. He doesn't always express his emotions the way you or I do. You know, he's autistic and all of that. And the judge said he took that into consideration, but the lack of remorse, the propensity to potentially do this again, and the severity of the crime, he said, all warranted that sentence of 25 years.
Yeah, he might get out, what, in about 15 years, I heard some commentators saying, I guess with good behavior and all.
Sure, maybe. Yeah. But I think it's a significant part of his life. You know, the defense was saying that he's 32. He's in his prime to try and, find a life partner or whatever. You know, and the defense even suggested, hey, put him to work, trying to get the money back. Let him use his, you know, his genius for good here. And the judge just wasn't buying any of that. He doubted that, that any work that Bankman-Fried would do wouldn't be criminal.
All right. Thanks very much, Aaron. Aaron Katursky, ABC News on the Sam Bankman-Fried sentencing. Thank you.
Thank you, John.
All right. And we've got more coming up.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Okay. I love Walker Hayes. He's amazing. He's so fun, such a great entertainer. And that's why I'm so excited that JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited time men's collection for the everyday guy. The Walker Hayes for JCPenney collection is an upbeat playlist of instant classics with laid back appeal and down home vibes. As a dad of 7 kids, he knows exactly what fathers want and need when it comes to their style. This collection reflects his casually cool styles with outdoor inspired details and versatile colors. Perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th, just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're on from 1 until 4. After 4 o'clock, John Cobalt Show on demand. Is there still room on the Moist line, or are we settled on that? Yes, there's still room on the Moist line. We're still taking submissions. Maybe the quality is not... is the quality like Boeing-like?
not Boeing level, but close.
Okay, all right. You can do better than Boeing level Moist line submissions. All right, 877-MOIST-86. 877-MOIST-86. You better call now, though, and get everything off your chest. Or you can use the talkback feature on the iHeart app, 877-MOIST-86, because we're going to air the Moist line tomorrow in the 3 o'clock hour.
We can't wait. We love those Moist line callers, don't we, John?
We do. But, you know, we do have quality control and we have standards.
Yeah, I know.
And, you know, if nothing else, you can always complain about Deborah.
Yeah, I love that.
That's the go-to.
Yeah. John loves it too.
We all do. We all get
it's our entertainment.
We all get a perverse pleasure out of it. And actually, we have a lot of Boeing stories here, none of which you'll be pleased with.
I'm sure.
Now this is fascinating because in public life, most everybody lies, especially corporate executives. They lie, and their public relation outfit lies. Often the media covers up their lies. And Boeing got caught here. When you have door plugs falling out of the sky, you can't lie anymore. And a number of media outlets have done, as they say, a deep dive into what was going on the Boeing production line. And you know that whistleblower committed suicide?
Mm-hmm.
His mother is speaking out.
Ooh.
We're going to have clips of that interview. She was on CBS. She's in her 80s. And her son, age 62, that was John Barnett, committed suicide. He's the guy who shot himself in the parking lot in South Carolina, if he committed suicide, unless he was Epstein'd. So we'll get to that next segment, the interview. But Dave Calhoun, the Boeing CEO, who took over in 2020 after the last round of Boeing crashes, he did a really terrible job. You'll see how terrible in a few minutes. But the production line really went to hell. The stock price is now 43% lower compared to the day he took over. 43% lower. It was about $330 a share. And as CEO, your entire future is tied up in the stock price. And it's gone from $330 to $188 a share. A huge decline.
But yet he's staying until the end of the year.
He's staying until the end of the year or until they can replace him. And you saw how much he's getting.
Astronomical amount of money.
$24 million.
And it could go up.
Yes. $24 million he's going to get for sure for one of the worst jobs in aviation history. And if it's judged to be a retirement, he gets $5 million extra. And if his successor turns the company around and the stock price goes back up over the next 8 years, he could get up to a $45 million payout.
Why? I'm in the wrong business.
You are in the wrong business. Because, you know, if you suck every day,
you
get sent home.
Right.
But this guy could suck every day for 4 years, and he's guaranteed $24 million, and he could end up with $45 million. And if you the story in the New York Times describes what's been going on in the production line, and he didn't have one good day, if this is what was going on. So let's go to the production line, according to the New York Times. I didn't know these things. You know, stuff happens, and it's like I said about another story this hour. It depends if things get reported or not. February of last year, there was a new Southwest Airlines Boeing 737 MAX. One of its first flights, its automated stabilizing system started malfunctioning in the air. And the pilots had to make an emergency landing shortly after takeoff. This is one of the first flights. I don't know what an automatic stabilizing system does.
Doesn't sound good if it's not working.
No, it seems like you don't want that malfunctioning. Then 2 months later, this would be in April of last year, an Alaska Airlines 737 MAX. It had only been used for 8 hours. 8 hours. What is that, two flights, three flights?
Or maybe one.
They had to ground it because the mechanics had a problem with a fire detection system. Oh. November of last year, United Airlines got a just-delivered Boeing 737 MAX. One of the engines failed. They were 37,000 feet in the air. Engine goes poof, gone. In each case, the plane had just been built. And the Times says these incidents were not widely reported. Well, why not?
Exactly.
We were getting, you know, every little minor twitch a couple of weeks ago. And there's an engineer quoted in here who worked at Boeing for more than 10 years. And he says there are a lot of areas where things don't seem to be put together right in the first place. That's what you want to hear about an airplane. Yeah, they're just not put together right. He says it's shortcuts everywhere. So remember, all this stuff came after the two crashes that they had in 2018 and 2019, the two crashes that killed hundreds of people. It said, according to the Times, there are crucial layers of redundancies that are supposed to keep the Boeing plane safe, but those layers appear to be strained. The inspection process. Well, they had something called you could self what's the word I want to use here? Self-verification. That's right. They didn't have an inspection process in a lot of cases at Boeing. A guy just would look at a work at the work he just did and go, do I feel like I did a good job today? Yes, I did a good job today. I'm going to self-verify. Look at that. Look at those door bolts. Because they talked to several current and former employees, and mechanics, in some cases, could sign off on their own work. Now, for the employees that didn't sign off on their own work, they could go inspector shopping. They knew on the production floor who the tough inspectors are and who are the guys who didn't care. So you go to the guy who doesn't care. It's like, how was my work today? Oh, that looks great. Yeah, right, I'll sign it. Sure. Just go away. Leave me alone. Wow. Calhoun, going back to the CEO, when he took the CEO job, he said he was determined to improve the company's safety culture. But this is what a bureaucrat thinks is improving safety culture. He added directors on the board with engineering and safety expertise. What you had to do is go on the production floor and overhaul the culture that led to people self-inspecting or inspector shopping to find the easy guys. That's what you have to do. But having two more nerds on the board isn't going to help. Oh, they also created a safety committee. Isn't that classic? A safety committee. David Davin Fisher used to be a mechanic up in Renton where the door plug blew out. And he gave a TV interview. He said around 2017, when they introduced the MAX, that's when he noticed the culture shift. They were trying to get the plane rate up, and they just kept crunching and crunching and crunching to go faster and faster and faster because the executives were freaked out. Airbus, their main competitor, had a new plane out, and they were able to make this plane safely and efficiently, and it was very fuel efficient. So this Airbus plane was a real threat to Boeing. All the contracts were going to Airbus. So Boeing decided, instead of making 42 MAX jets a month, they would make 52.
So to have an inferior product is better to go up against your competition? I mean, look at what's happened now. That makes absolutely no sense.
That's the decision they made. Better to sell 52 bad planes than 42 good planes. And so the workers were constantly beat on to keep it going, keep it going. Listen to this. Workers assembling the planes would sometimes sometimes they would try to install parts that had not been logged or inspected. Hey, what's this? Can I use these? Where are they from?
It looks like it might fit over here.
They also tried to get around quality control procedures that were supposed to weed out defective components. In one case, a worker took parts from the shipping area. The parts had just come in. Nobody inspected them to see if they were made properly and took them right to the factory floor, and they started installing them in the planes. Another worker who makes Boeing 787s said he used to see wires being routed incorrectly, and that means they could rub against one another, and that could result in bad things happening. And I'm only giving you a piece of the investigation here.
And you know, some Boeing workers in Texas, they're accusing Boeing of firing people who have brought up safety concerns.
Oh, yeah. One of the whistleblowers I read a few weeks ago said, if you didn't follow their procedure to get the planes out quickly, you were gone.
And if you complain.
Yeah, you can't complain either. Just shut up and send out that defective plane now.
And then when something happens with that plane, guess who's going to be blamed? Those people who were told to shut up.
Yeah. Hey, you put out a bad product there. We come back. The whistleblower who killed himself, John Barnett in South Carolina, his mother is still around. And she spoke to CBS, and we have a couple of clips of the interview. She thinks that her son was bullied into suicide.
You're listening to John Cobalt on demand from KFI AM 640.
In the middle of this bullying disaster was John Barnett, 62 years old, and he has been a whistleblower about Boeing for years. He retired back in 2017. He'd worked there 32 years, and he was telling everybody he could that there were a lot of problems with Boeing jet production. He says Boeing would constantly retaliate against him. They would embarrass him, and there was a lot of stress. And eventually he shot himself to death in the middle, in the same week that he was giving depositions to lawyers about Boeing's retaliation. His mother is still alive. She's in her 80s. Her name's Vicki Stokes. She and Barnett's brother, Rodney Barnett, talked to CBS, and we have a couple of clips. And here's one excerpt of CBS News' Mark Strassman talking with the mother about the stress that her son suffered.
He didn't go into a lot of detail, but I know he was, like, embarrassed at meetings. He would be called out.
Was his treatment at work, did it wear on him?
Oh, yes. That would wear anybody down after, I don't know whether it's 7 or 8 years.
And here's more about whether Boeing is to blame for Barnett's death.
Do you blame Boeing?
I think if this hadn't gone on so long, I'd still have my son. My sons would still have their brother. And we wouldn't be sitting here. So in that respect, I do.
Barnett's family intends to carry on his whistleblower lawsuit against Boeing.
What is his legacy?
That Boeing changes and makes things right in their factories, builds the planes that we're used to Boeing flying.
That's all they wanted, just the safety of the public.
Barnett's attorney, John Barnett's attorney, Brian Knowles, said that the retaliation that Barnett faced, he endured it constantly. He wasn't trying to hurt Boeing. He was trying to save Boeing. And they were constantly embarrassing him, constantly calling him out at work meetings because they were unhappy with his criticism. He was saying that workers were under so much pressure, they were deliberately fitting substandard parts onto the aircraft. Second-rate parts were removed from scrap bins and then fitted on the planes. When the FAA reviewed it, they confirmed that Barnett was telling the truth and required Boeing to take action, which just caused more retaliation and more criticism. And I guess in the middle of this deposition, unless somebody at Boeing took him out, He couldn't take it anymore, and he killed himself. But who knows? I mean, that is a really bad company, a real disaster. John Barnett is dead, and David Calhoun, the CEO, is going to get at minimum $24 million for being forced out. And you wonder why people will criticize big business and capitalism. There's a prime example, and it's on planes. It's not office chairs. More coming up. We are going to have Todd Spitzer on in minutes after Deborah's news. We were talking about the guy in Orange County who escaped from a halfway house, which doesn't sound like that big a deal, except this guy once killed his mother, and they found him on the loose in Mexico. So Todd will talk to us about it next. Hey, you've been listening to the John Cobalt Show podcast. You can always hear the show live on KFI AM 640 from 1 to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And, of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. On sale now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids. You know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.